家好。
Greetings.
我们开始之前，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你真的是顾念我们的神。
Because you do care for us.
你为 MMCC 预备，留心传道在他们中间。
You have prepared Minister Liu for the Church of Minnesota Mandarin Christian Church.
我希望神你继续祝福这个教会。
Oh God, may you continue to bless this church.
愿这个教会在合一上面一同侍奉你。
May they together serve in the church.
我们也为到今天神你的教导，希望我们能够放在心里面。
We also wish that we can keep your teachings today in our hearts.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Hear our prayer in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
有一个故事。
There is a story.
是有一个人死后呢，就来到这个天堂的门口。
So someone died who came to the door of heaven.
天使就对他说。
The angel told him, I give you an opportunity today. So you can go have a tour of heaven and hell. Afterwards, you can make your own choices. So he first took the elevator all the way up to heaven. Open the door. He can all the cloud and the before you.
天使在神面前，唱诗歌赞美他。
So angels singing, praising the Lord.
他看完以后呢，就坐电梯下地狱了。
So after that, he took the elevator all the way down to hell.
那么门一打开
，Open the door.
撒旦就马上来欢迎他。
So Satan came, welcomed him.
先给他一杯红酒
，gave him a glass of wine，
再带他去打高尔夫球
，then take him to play golf，
每一天就是 party，
so every day he's enjoying。
那么这个人就坐电梯回去看这个见这个天使。
So afterwards, this one to see the angel。
天使问他：“你现在看完了，你要去哪里呢
？”So now you have seen both. Where you want to go？
这个人就说：“老实说
，He says truly，
我都不敢相信我自己。天堂呢虽然很好
，Even though the heaven is good，
但是他觉得地狱更好哦。
But 我觉得 hell is even better。
所以呢，我就想地狱。
So I want to choose hell。
那么天使说：好吧，那么你就去了。
So the angel says， now you can go。
那么他就坐电梯。”往地狱去。
So he took the elevator, went to hell.
那么这个门打开
，door opened.
他见到楼王，火湖。
So he saw the thing is a brim fire.
撒旦呢拿一条长的鞭子打在他的背上。
Satan took a long whip and hit on his back.
叫他去做工。
Told him to go work.
这个人就很不明白。
So he was not happy.
他说：“为什么这次跟上一次这么不一样呢
？”So how come this time is so different from last time？
撒旦就说
：“Satan said，
从前我是招聘你，现在我是已经雇用你了。
Before I was calling for you, now I'm using you。”
那这个故事当然呢是没有圣经的根据了。
Of course, this truth doesn't have any meaning biblically.
但是我告诉你，这个故事却是很多牧师跟教会的关系。
But I tell you, this story represents in many churches the relationship between the pastor and the congregation.
你去面谈的时候是一回事。
When you go have an interview, it's one thing.
到你上班的时候呢，又是另外一回事。
When you start your ministry,That's a different story.
有些教会虐待这个牧师。
Some church treat their shepherd badly.
有的牧师呢，就是下管这些教会。
So some of the pastors lies to the church.
结果呢，我们说因为误会而结合，认为了解而分开。
That's why we met because of misunderstanding. Once we understood each other, we decided to go apart.
那么我们怎么可以避免这样子的情形出现呢？
How can we avoid this?
身为这个长老的彼得呢，就写下彼得前书五章一到七节。
So Peter, being an elder, he wrote 1 Peter chapter 5.
我希望呢，今天用这段圣经呢，勉励留传道也勉励我们MMCC 的弟兄姊妹。
I wish to use this passage to encourage Minister Liu and all the brothers and sisters of the church.
让我们根据这段圣经呢，可以约法三章。
So let's make an agreement according to this passage.
那第一段呢是五章一到四节。
So the first part is from verses 1-4.
这一段呢是特别是对牧师传道人所讲的话。
So this is speaking directly to the shepherds.
是每一个牧者他对神的一个承诺。
It's a promise of every shepherd made to God.
这个部分呢分开三部分。
There are three parts in this section.
第一就是牧者的责任。
The first is the duty of the pastor.
第二节里面呢讲到务要牧养在你们中间神的群羊，按着神的旨意照管他们。
So in verse 2 it says, be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, watching over them.
怎么牧养神的教会啊？
How do you shepherd God's church?
保罗呢在提摩太后书四章二节里面呢提醒我们。
So Paul says in the 2 Timothy chapter 4 verses 2-3,
牧要传道，
preach the word.
就是用神的话语去牧养神的教会。
So use God's words to shepherd God's church.
那我告诉你啊，每一个牧师他口头上面都会告诉你，我是用神的话语去牧养教会。
Every shepherd will tell you he is shepherding the church with God's words.
但是当你看见呢，好像提摩太后书四章第三节，你面对的教会是一般厌烦纯正的道理耳朵发痒的人，你会怎么做？
So if you look at 2 Timothy here, it says if you the people that you're facing who does not like the truth and they have itching ears, what would you say?
你还会持守按着神的话圣经去牧养教会吗？
Are you still going to insist on using God's words to shepherd the church?
很多人，很多传道人、牧师，他们的讲道变成讲笑话、讲故事、讲人生的经验。
So some of the pastors, their sermon become telling jokes, telling stories, and telling everyday activities.
根本上跟当天的圣经一点关系都没有。
It has nothing to do with the Bible.
但是圣经提醒我们，如果你真的用神的话语去牧养教会的时候。
But the Bible teaches us if you truly use God's words in pastoring church.
保罗说无论得时得不得时。
Whether in season or not in season.
这句话的意思就是无论你面前的人的反应是怎么样。
So this means it doesn't matter what the people's reaction is.
总要专心并用百般的忍耐各样的教训责备人警戒人劝勉人。
So you are always that put up with a sound doctrine and then teach them a great number of teachers.
所以我提醒刘传道，就是你不要寄望人的反应。
So I want to remind Minister Liu, do not expect respond to people's reaction.
把你的寄望在神的话语上面。
So put your expectation on God's words.
因为神的道就是好像活泼的有功效的。
Because God's word is active and is life.
另外一个牧者的责任。
The another responsibility of the shepherd.
就是按照神的旨意照管群羊。
是shepherd the church according to God's will.
这个是什么意思呢
？What does it mean?
就是好像神一样去牧养这个教会。
Just shepherd the church as if you are God.
在以斯帖书三十四章一到五节里面呢，神骂这些以色列的牧人。
So in Ezekiel chapter 34 verses 2 and 5, God reproved the Israelites, the pastors.
因为他们没有照神一样的去照管以色列人。
Because they did not teach the Israelites as the way that God would have.
这里说祸在以色列的牧人只知牧养自己，牧人岂不当牧养群羊吗？你们赐自由穿羊毛宰肥脏的，却不牧养群羊，受虐的你们不去养脏，有病的你们没有医治，受伤的你没有缠裹，被逐的你没有领回，世上的你没有寻找，但用长报严严的下祭，因无牧人，羊就分散，即分散变作了一切野兽的食物。
Woe to you, shepherds of Israel, who only take care of yourselves. Should not shepherds take care of the flock? You eat the curds, close yourselves with the wool, and the slaughter the choice animals, but you do not take care of the flock. You have not strengthened the weak, or healed the sick, or bound up the injured. You have not brought back the strays, or searched for the lost. You have ruled them harshly and brutally. So they were scattered because there was no shepherd, and when they were scattered,They become food for all the wild animals.
我常常问自己，你知不知道你的羊的情况？
I often ask myself, do you know the situation of your own flock?
谁有来，谁没有来？
So who is lacking God?
谁有来教会，谁没有来？
Who came to God, who did not come?
谁快乐，谁忧愁？
So who is happy? Who is in sorrow?
作为一个牧者，神是给我们权柄。
So as a shepherd, God asks us to spread the gospel.
但是神提醒我们，你不可以做一个恶的牧人。
But God reminds us, do not be an evil shepherd.
那么我们怎么可以好像神一样去照管这些群羊呢？
How can we care for the flock?As if we are God.
这个就是后来的彼得讲到一个牧人的态度。
This is what Peter talked about as the attitude of the shepherd.
第一个态度呢，就是不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心。
So the first one is not out of compulsion, but willingly.
我刚毕业的时候，我问自己一个问题。
I asked myself a question when I first graduated.
为什么你要做一个传道人牧师？
Why do you want to be a pastor, a shepherd?
是不是因为你几年前告诉人家我要全世界奉献，现在念完神学了，你又不好意思告诉人我不干了？
Is that because several years ago you made a commitment, you say you want to be a shepherd, now you graduated, youDo not want to eat up your words.
如果不去牧会，不是很丢脸吗？
If I don't go to a pastor church, would I lose my face?
彼得提醒做牧者的不要勉强。
But Peter here remind the shepherds, do not be out of a compulsion.
不要看侍奉好像一个你的职业一样。
So do not look at ministry as if you are obligated.
每一天就是看自己什么时候退休。
So every day you look, when am I going to retire?
什么时候我可以转换一个更好的工作？
When can I find a better job?
牧者要甘心侍奉神。
So a shepherd should serve the Lord willingly.
甘心接受神的安排。
So you willingly receive what God has arranged for you.
你看耶稣在约翰福音十章里面讲到他自己是一个怎么样的一个牧人。
So let's look at Jesus, what kind of shepherd he think he is in John 10.
他说, 我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the flock.
不单只他为羊舍命了，他还要讲到没有人 夺我的命去，是我自己舍的。
Not only he put down his life, he also said, no one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own accord.
这个就是叫甘心。
This means willingly.
第二个态度呢，是第二节的下半节。
So the second one is the second half of verse 2.
也不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意。
Not pursuing dishonest gain, but eager to serve.
你知道贪心在圣经里面是假先知的一个特征。
You know that the greed is one of the characteristic of false prophets.
他们以金钱为财力的门路。
So they think about just accumulating money as a way to gain.
但是保罗呢是一个为教会牺牲 的一个牧师。
So Paul is a shepherd who sacrificed for the church.
我记得我刚毕业的时候呢，常常去别的教会讲道。
I remember when I first graduated, I often go to different church to preach.
神给我一个经验，我一生人都不会忘记的。
God gave me an experience I can never forget.
当时呢，我每一个月会去一个很远很远的教会，去讲道。
At that time, every month I go to a very church in the far distance.
要开车几个小时才到的。
I have to drive many hours to get there.
有去了几次以后，有一次又去了。
After many times, once another time I went again.
讲完道以后呢，他没有给我讲员费哦。
So after I preached, he didn't give me my honorarium.
那当时呢，我还没开始牧会啊。
那个时候at that time, I was not even a pastor yet.
虽然我没有收入了。
I didn't have any income.
虽然我对钱呢是特别敏感的。
So I was very sensitive to money.
那么，那你收不到讲员费，那么你就是连油，你开车的油费也赔了，是不是？
So if you don't get an honorarium, then you have to pay for the gas cost.
那么神就问我一个问题，在我内心里面。
Can God ask me a question in my heart?
如果没有钱，你会不会侍奉我？
If there's no money, would you serve me?
所以呢，我就决定我不会提醒这个教会。
So I decided I'm not going to remind this church.
下个月又去了。
Next month I went again.
他们还是不给我讲员费哦。
They still didn't give me my honorarium.
再下个月又去了。
I went again next time.
他们还是没有给我啊。
They still didn't give me.
但是有一天他电话打来了。
But one day somebody called me.
因为负责这个弟兄呢，他记起来了。
The brother who's in charge of the finance came.
还有呢，因为你知道教会是年，他很多时候呢，从年底到明年呢，是不同的人负责同一个职会的嘛。
So in the church, between the two different years, they have different people take the same responsibility.
新的人也不知道这个是他的责任呢。
So the new didn't know that was his responsibility.
但是呢，这个就是神会纪念侍奉他的人。
This is to that God will remember those who serve Him.
你不要担心你的就是供应。
You did not need to worry how you are being provided.
神不会忘记这些侍奉他的人的。
God will never forget those who serve him.
第三个态度呢，是在第三节。
So the third attitude is in verse 3.
也不要下祭所托付你的你们的，乃是做群羊的榜样。
Not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock.
你知道我当牧师的时候，常常有这个冲动。
When I was a pastor, when I'm a pastor, this often happened to me.
我常常希望提醒弟兄姊妹。
I often want to remind the brothers and sisters.
我是你的牧师。
I am your pastor.
但是呢，彼得提醒一个牧者。
But Paul reminded a shepherd.
虽然我们是牧者。
Even though we are the shepherds.
你就是教会的领袖。
You are the leader of the church.
但是你要知道，这个教会不是属于你的。
But you need to know this church does not belong to you.
因为他讲到你，你是在他们中间的。
But he said that you are in their midst.
这些弟兄姊妹呢，是神的群羊，不是你的群羊。
The brothers and sisters are the flock of God, not your personal flock.
还有呢，他告诉你，这些弟兄姊妹，这个教会是神托付你的，不是属于你的。
It also says the flock is entrusted to you by God, doesn't belong to you.
还有他提醒你，虽然你是牧人呢，但是在你之上还有一个更大的牧人，就是主耶稣。
So even though you are the shepherd, but above you there's even greater one, that's our Lord Jesus.
那么你怎么管理？如果你不能下管他们，那么你怎么管理？
So how do you rule the church if you do not lord over them?
耶稣就说，彼得就说，你要做他的榜样。
So Peter says you try to be their examples.
你有没有发觉一件事情？
Did you discover one thing?
就是呢，你今天讲听完到以后，三十分钟以后，大概你就不记得今天讲了什么。
After you listen to today's sermon, after 30 minutes, you possibly do not remember what was taught today.
老实说，你问我昨上个礼拜我讲到讲什么，我也不一定想得出来。
So honestly, I may not even remember what I preached the last week.
但是我可以告诉你一样事情。
But I can tell you one thing.
就是你一定记得你的牧师是一个怎么样的一个人。
You would remember what kind of person is your shepherd.
你不记得他的讲道，但是你记得他的行事为人。
You do not remember his sermon, but you remember his what kind of person he is.
彼得说，这个就是最好的方法去管理一个教会。
So Peter said, this is the best way to rule over a church.
当弟兄姊妹，当你的羊见到你的见证的时候，他就会跟随你。
So, when your sheep watch your own example, they will follow you.
最后一个有关这个牧者的承诺，其实是神对一个牧者的一个承诺。
So, the last promise actually is a promise God made to the shepherds.
就是呢，神对一个牧者的奖赏。
Is the reward for a pastor.
到了这牧长显现的时候，你们必得那永不衰残的荣耀的冠冕。
And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away.
我们都知道彼得本来是一个懦夫。
We also know that Peter was a coward.
他三次不认主耶稣。
Three times he denied Lord Jesus.
什么改变他的人生呢？
So how did he change his life?
就是在彼得前书里面他所讲到这个活泼的盼望。
So this is because of the life hope he talked about in the book.
因为这个盼望他可以忍受苦难。
Because of this hope, he could endure all the trials.
他因为这个盼望，可以愿意去过一个圣洁的生活。
So because of this hope that he can live a difficult life，
也因为这个盼望，他愿意去承担作为一个牧者的责任。
Because of this hope, he's willing to take upon the responsibility of a shepherd。
所以呢，我希望楼全道呢，你记得今天呢，彼得在这里对每一个做牧者的一个提醒。
So I wish that Minister Liu, you would remember Peter's encouragement for all the shepherds.
那现在呢，就到教会了，就是你们大家了。
Now we talk about all of you.
这个呢，就是在第五章的第五章第五节里面所讲。
This is spoken on chapter 5, verse 5.
那在原文的圣经里面呢，有一个字就是照样的意思 ，in the same way.
So in the original word, there is a word called same, in the same.
所以呢，它前面是这个牧者的承诺，那么现在彼得说，教会弟兄姊妹，我们要做。同一样的一个承诺。
So the first part we talk about the promises of the shepherd. Now Peter says, brother, sister, we need to make the same promise.
那么这个承诺是什么啊？
What is the promise?
那首先呢，我们要看一看第五节里面呢，他这样子讲，你们年幼的也要顺服年长的。
So you who are younger, submit yourself to your elders.
那你知道年长这个字呢，跟长老这个字在原文是同一个字。
So you know that the word the older and the elder are the same in the original word.
所以呢，就看翻译的人怎么翻译了。
It depends how it's been translated.
我相信呢，如果你跟向下文的去看的时候，前面是讲到长老，就是这个牧者，那么后面也应该是讲到这个长老。
So if you look within the context, the first part talking about the shepherd being the elder. So now come here, it should be also this, the shepherd is the elder.
所以呢，他是要求呢，就是年幼的去顺服这个长老。
So he is asking the younger ones to submit to the elder.
那么谁是年幼的？
So who are the younger ones?
年幼就是你还没到达一个地步成为一个 长老了。
So the younger ones is that those who have not been attained to the position as elder.
所以就是讲教会里面的一半的弟兄姊妹。
So talk about the brothers and sisters of the church.
那么会众的责任是什么？
Now, what is the church of the congregation?
他的责任只有一个，就是顺服。
So there's only one responsibility, is to be submissive.
顺服这个字呢，在圣经里面，你可以说有三重的意义。
So submissive have three meanings in the Bible.
当你讲到你顺服一个人的时候，就是有上下级的一个分别。
So when you are submitting to someone, there is an order here.
换句话说，长老就是这个牧者是上级，我们会众是下级。
So the elder is a higher, and the congregations are lower.
只是在彼得前书里面呢，他有六次的用到这个字，但是不一定是用在教会的身上。
So in the first Peter, he used this word several times, but not always in the congregation.
但是他一定有向下的一个分别在。
But there is a difference in the order.
第二个意思呢，就是有一个服从的意思在里面。
So the other one is the meaning is to obey.
就好像一个军队里面你接受这个命令一样。
As if you are in the military that you accept the order.
最后一个意思呢， 就是有一个自愿听从的一个意思。
So the third meaning is willingly to follow.
这个就是因为你尊重一个人，好像彼得前书第三章讲到这个夫妇的关系的时候，因为这个妻子尊重她的丈夫，所以她听他的话。
Just like in the 1 Peter chapter 3, talk about the relationship between husband and wife. When the wife respects the husband, so he's willingly to follow his order.
所以呢，作为会众的，你们的责任就是去顺服教会的牧者。
So being a congregation, your responsibility is to obey to the elder, the shepherd.
因为你要知道他是神所设立的。
You need to know he is ordained by God.
神设立他的目的就是要照管教会。
So God ordained him to manage the church.
从前我在教会里面常常有一个误解。
I often have a misunderstanding about the church.
牧者是管什么事情呢？
What does the pastor, the shepherds do?
他就管属灵的事。
So he only takes care of spiritual things.
那么其他的事他不应该管。
The other thing he should not manage.
如果他管的时候呢，我们就说他 micromanagement.
If he wants to manage everything, then he is micromanaging.
但是你想一想，什么叫属灵，什么叫属世呢？
So what is spiritual? What is worldly?
有什么事情是不会影响另外一面的呢？
Is there anything that will not affect each other?
就好像我们地上的生活的决定一定会影响我们属灵的成长。
So whatever the decision we make in the worldly things is going to affect our spiritual growth.
所以我鼓励弟兄姊妹，就是你要尊重你的牧者。
So I encourage brothers and sistersthat you ought to respect your pastor, your shepherd.
听从他的领导。
You need to obey his teaching.
这个是希伯来书十三章十七节里面所讲的。
In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17.
你们要依从哪些引导你们的，只要顺服，因为他们为了你们的灵魂时刻警醒，好像将来照账的人。
Have confidence in your leaders and submit to their authority because they keep watch over you as those who must give an account.
你知道在这一则圣经里面呢，他所讲的这个顺服这个字，其实他用一个更要求更高的一个字。
So in this passage,He used even a higher meaning word for submissive.
这个字可以用作投降的意思。
It means surrendering.
最后我们看最后一段，就是对全个教会的，全个教会就是牧者跟会众加起来的一个要求。
Now we look at a promise that made for the entire church.Including both the shepherd and the congregation.
因为他彼得说，你们就包括这个牧者，也包括会众。
So here Peter says, "You, this you include the shepherd and the congregation."
他要他们怎么做呢？他就是要他们用以谦卑束腰。
Close yourself with humility.
彼得很可能讲这句话的时候是想起耶稣为他洗脚的这个情形。
Maybe when Peter's talking about this, he's remembering how Jesus washed his feet.
因为在这个时候呢，耶稣就用一个布束他的腰。
So at that time, Jesus took a towel and girded around his waist.
为什么我们要用谦卑束腰？
Why do we want to close ourselves with humility?
特别如果我 好像圣经说我是一个牧者，我的地位比你高，我还要在你面前谦卑吗？
If the Bible says I'm a shepherd, I'm a, have a higher position than you, should I be humble?
那么他后面就告诉我们这个原因了。
Then he gives us the reason.
原因就是第五节下半节讲到，因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩谦卑的人。
The reason is in verse 5, it says, because God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble.
所以你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手上，到了时候他必叫你们升高。
Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time.
这里告诉我们两个原因。
There are two reasons here.
第一，神讨厌这些骄傲的人。
God distastes those who are proud.
所以如果你骄傲的时候，你不能亲近神。
If you are proud, you cannot come near God.
你也不能侍奉神。
You cannot serve God.
但是如果你谦卑呢？
How about the humble?
神说他必定叫你，时候到了，他必定叫你升高。
So in due time, he will lift you up.
那么我们已经讲到上一个承诺了，就是这个牧者，那么会众跟全个教会，我们都讲。
We talk about the three promises, the shepherds, the congregation, and the entire church. Now we look at verse 7.
我们很多时候看这一节圣经呢，我们都把它分开来看。
Oftentimes we interpret this separately from the other.
就看表面好像也没有跟前面有什么关系。
If you look at the word, it doesn't seem to have any relationship with what's stated before.
但是呢，从文化来看呢，这一节圣经呢是没有动词的。
But if you look at this entire sentence, there's not a verb in it.
所以呢，它一定是跟前面有关系的。
So it must relate to the first.
所以呢，我想来想去，当时我预备这个讲道的时候，我想来想去，为什么讲完上一个承诺以后，神要说讲到我们的忧虑呢？
So when I was preparing this sermon, I wonder why did God, after speaking of promises, not talking about anxiety?
后来我就明白了。
Then I realized.
因为神告诉我们，他是谦卑人的保障。
So God is telling us He is the confidence of all those who are humble.
你想一想，如果你真的叫神在这段圣经里面所讲谦卑之子。
If you really being humble according to what God teaching in this passage,
你作为一个牧者，你交出你的权利。
When you are a pastor, you surrender your rights.
你不怕教会虐待你吗？
You do not worry about the church may mistreat you.
同样，如果教会凡事都听这个牧师所讲。
So in the same way, if the entire congregation listens to what the shepherd says,
那么你不怕这个牧师弄权吗？
Are you not worried about the shepherd accumulate power?
所以双方呢都会很忧虑。
Then both sides may have worries.
所以我们人怎么解决这个忧虑？
So we, how do we resolve this?
有些牧师来到教会的时候，先来一个撒马威。
So some shepherd come to church, firstly, he shows his authority.
要你知道我是教会的领袖。
I let you know, I'm the leader of the church.
有一些弟兄姊妹，他一生人的目标就是不让这个牧师弄权。
So some of the brothers and sisters, their entire purpose is not to let the shepherd have any power.
他以为呢，他简直做是保护这个教会。
He thinks he's doing so is in protecting the church.
但是神有一个更美好的一个计划。
But God has a much better plan.
他说你不要担心这些事情。
He says, do not worry about these things.
你就是跟随前面六节里面去行就可以了。
You just do according to the first six verses.
因为神会保护你们的。
Because God will protect you.
你把你一切的忧虑卸给神，神会顾念你的。
So you just cast all your worries to God, that God will care for you.
所以呢，我相信，当我们全个教会能够好像彼得前指教的去遵守的时候，这个就会成为一个合一、快乐、荣耀神的教会。
So I think if we in the church do according to Peter's teaching here, then the church will be a unified and glorying God.
我们最后一同祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为教会是你设立的。
Because the church is ordained by you.
也是你差派你的仆人来管理一个教会。
You also sent your shepherd to manage the church.
他的目的就是要喂养、牧养这些群羊。
So the purpose for him is to feed the flock.
如果我们都能够谦卑自己，
If we all humble ourselves,
用信心去倚靠神的时候，
and we trust in the Lord with our faith,
我们相信这个就是一个荣耀神的教会。
We believe this church will be a church that glorifies God.
我们会到刘传道，也会到 MMCC 交托在神手里面。
We entrust both the minister Liu and the church into thy hands.
我们相信神你会顾念他们。
We believe that, Lord, you will care for them.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求。
Hear our prayer in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.